Unraveling the Mystery, Where Did God Come From? By Ray Pompa. Introduction. Prepare to delve into the profound and elusive question of God's origin. While it may seem daunting to explain, let's embark on a journey to comprehend the incomprehensible. In this captivating exploration, we'll tap into the boundless faith of a child and unravel mind-bending concepts from quantum physics. Brace yourself for a thought-provoking adventure that challenges our understanding of invention, discovery, and the eternal nature of information. Get ready to unlock a new perspective on the existence of God. 1. Quantum Secrets, Information and Conservation. In the realm of quantum physics, a tantalizing truth emerges: information cannot be created nor destroyed. This intriguing principle, supported by the no-cloning and no-deleting theorems, asserts that quantum information remains conserved. Imagine a world where everything that ever was or ever will be already exists, an astonishing concept. This idea resonates with ancient scriptures that proclaim the completion of the heavens and the earth. Could it be that the mysteries of the quantum world hold clues to the existence of God? 2. God, the Enigmatic Spirit. Venturing further, let's explore the enigmatic nature of God as a spirit. Spirit, like the spirit of cooperation or the spirit of laughter, is intangible yet undeniably real. It cannot be touched or bottled, yet it exists unequivocally. Contemplating the biblical assertion that God is a spirit, we confront a reality beyond the confines of debate. Aligning with the notion that information cannot be created nor destroyed, the presence of God becomes an inherent truth, a truth that transcends the boundaries of quantum physics. 3. The Paradox of Invention and Discovery. Reflect on the marvels of human innovation. Are we truly inventing or merely discovering what already exists? Consider fire, nuclear reactions, or even the wheel. Did we invent them, or did we stumble upon these fundamental concepts? As we unravel the paradox of invention and discovery, we confront the idea that invention is merely the revelation of pre-existing information. If the concept of a computer can exist before its physical manifestation, could it be that the same applies to the origin of God? 4. The Eternal Alpha and Omega. In the pursuit of understanding God's existence, we encounter the notion of the eternal. I am who I am, declares the Lord. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. With this timeless proclamation, we venture beyond the realm of quantum physics, into a realm where spirit reigns supreme. God defies the limitations of temporal constraints and presents a presence that is all-encompassing, uncreated, and indestructible. These profound verses echo through the ages, inviting us to contemplate the mysteries of existence. 5. Living, moving, and being in God. As we conclude our journey, we find solace in the realization that we are intricately connected to the divine. In Him, we live, move, and have our being. These poetic words from ancient texts ring with a profound truth. Our existence, our very essence, finds its roots in the omnipresent source of all creation. In recognizing our connection to the divine, we come face to face with the immense impossibility of God's non-existence. The more we delve into this exploration, the clearer it becomes that God's existence is not just possible but inevitable. Conclusion. The search for the origin of God takes us on a mesmerizing voyage, merging quantum principles with spiritual revelations. As we grapple with the concepts of information conservation, the nature of spirit, and the paradox of invention and discovery, we are confronted with a truth that surpasses human comprehension. The existence of God transcends the boundaries of time, aligns with eternal wisdom, and resonates with the very core of our being. So, let us embrace the unfathomable and embark on a journey where science and faith intertwine, revealing glimpses of a divine presence that defies explanation. I only know that God was not created. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Isaiah 44:8. And that He cannot be destroyed. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary, His understanding is unsearchable. Isaiah 40:28. You might say it is possible for God to exist. But I say, it is more impossible for Him not to. For in Him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Acts 17:28.